Jessica was deeply puzzled. She had noticed Richard, and having noticed him, she had noticed Dor. There was something familiar about them both. It was like a tickle at the back of her head, impossible to place, utterly irritating. It reminded Jessica of something her mother had once told her about, of how Jessica's mother had, one evening, encountered a woman she had known all her life, had been to school with, had served on the parish council with, had run the coconut shy at the village fete with, and how her mother, encountering the woman at a party, had suddenly realized that she was unable to recall the woman's name, although she knew the woman had a husband in publishing named Eric and a golden retriever named Major. It had left Jessica's mother quite disgruntled. It was driving Jessica to distraction. "Who are those people?" she asked Clarence. "Them? Well, he's the new editor of Vogue. She's the arts correspondent of the New York Times. The one between them is Kate Moss, I think."
"No, not them," said Jessica. "Them! There."
Clarence looked in the place that she was pointing.
Oh, them.
He couldn't understand how he had failed to see them before. Old age, he thought. He would soon be 23.
"Journalists?"
he said, without much conviction.
"Well, they do look rather trendoid. Grunge chic, please. I know I invited the face." "I know him," said Jessica, frustrated.
Then Mr. Stockton's chauffeur phoned from Holborn to say that he was almost at the British Museum, and Richard slid out of her head like mercury trickling through her fingers.
"See anything?" asked Richard.
Dor shook her head and swallowed a mouthful of hastily chewed chicken leg.
"It's like playing Spot the Pigeon in Trafalgar Square," she said. "There's nothing that feels like the Angelus. The paper said I'd know it if I saw it."
And she wandered off, inspecting angels, pushing her way past a captain of industry, the deputy leader of the opposition, and the highest paid call girl in the south of England. Richard turned away and found himself face to face with Jessica. Her hair was piled on her head, and it framed her face perfectly in corkscrews of chestnut curls. She was very beautiful. She was smiling at him. It was the smile that did it.
"Hello, Jessica," he said. "How are you?"
"Hello. You won't believe this," she said, "but my assistant failed to make a note of your newspaper, Mr. R."
"Paper," said Richard.
"Did I say newspaper?"
said Jessica with a tinkling, sweet and self-deprecating laugh.
"Magazine, television station. You are with the media."
"You're looking very fine, Jessica," said Richard.
"You have the advantage of me," she said, smiling roguishly.
"You're Jessica Bartram. You're a marketing executive at Stockton's. You're 26. Your birthday is April the 23rd, and in the throes of extreme passion, you have a tendency to hum the monkey's song, I'm a Believer."
Jessica was no longer smiling.
"Is this some kind of joke?" she asked, coldly.
"Oh, and we've been engaged for the last 18 months, said Richard.
Jessica smiled nervously. Perhaps this really was some kind of joke. One of those jokes that everyone else seemed to get, and she never did.
"I rather think I'd know if I'd been engaged to someone for 18 months, Mr.
Said Jessica.
"Mayhew," said Richard helpfully. "Richard Mayhew, you chucked me, and I don't exist anymore."
Jessica waved urgently at no one in particular all the way across the room.
"I'll be right there,"
she called desperately. And she began to back away.
"I'm a believer," sang Richard cheerfully. "I couldn't leave her if I tried."
Jessica snatched a glass of champagne from a passing tray, downed it in a gulp. At the far end of the room, she could see Mr. Stockton's chauffeur, and where Mr. Stockton's chauffeur was. She headed toward the doors. "So, who was he?" asked Clarence, edging alongside her. "Who?" "Your mystery man." "I don't know," she admitted. Then she said, "Look, maybe you ought to call security." "Okay. Why?" Just get me security." And then Mr. Arnold Stockton entered the hall, and everything else went out of her head.